The plane touched down at Denver International Airport just after 6 in the morning. I was happy to have the tumultuous flight over with and thought it should have been canceled, but apparently those responsible for that sort of thing had cleared takeoff. Flying typically didn't bother me, but high winds and various temperature pockets had buffeted the plane, rocking it almost like a ship at sea. Only we were 30,000 feet in the air. Land never looked so good. Zachary slapped me on the back and had me lurching forward from the momentum.
We made it, Pending.
Months into my probationary period, but still not clear of it, something I was reminded of all the time by his beloved nickname. Jack brushed past, leading the three of us through the airport, no doubt driven by the undying urge for a cigarette. Paige hung back, and when I turned, she pushed a rogue strand of red hair from her eyes and adjusted the position of her suitcase strap on her shoulder. Our team with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit had been called to Colorado because some old-timer detective by the name of Mac McClellan was confident the area had a serial killer. He believed it strongly enough that we were convinced as well. The label serial killer no longer fazed me, and it only took a few horrid cases to rub off its shock value. Regular people, who didn't have to hunt down murderers, lived life as if they were merely characters fabricated for entertainment purposes. The dark truth was, conservatively, there were an estimated 35 to 50 serial killers in the United States at any given time. The local FBI office was to provide us with transportation, but it was the local detective who insisted on meeting us at the airport and bringing us up to speed. Stepping out of the warm cocoon of the airport into the brisk winter air of Denver stole my breath. It had me wanting to retreat back inside for warmth. For recreational purposes, Denver would be an ideal location to spend the Christmas season, with its mountain slopes and deep snow. Even facing the search for a killer, I'd rather be here, miles away from home, than facing the emptiness of the house on Christmas Day. This would be the first year without my wife, Deb. The only thing that could make it better was reconciliation, but we were beyond that point. Truth be told, I wasn't even sure I'd take her back. The divorce was already filed, and knowing my gift for attracting negative events, it would be official in time for the holidays. It didn't matter, though. I had found a way to move forward in my life. At least, I told myself that. Maybe I was burying my feelings. But I preferred to think I healed faster than most.
Hey, there they are!
A man pushed off the hood of a Crown Vic, the cup in his hand steaming in the cold air. At full height, he was all of 5'8". His dark blonde hair was sparse and made me think of a chia pet just starting to grow. He wore a thigh-length wool parka zipped up shy of his collar by about 6 inches. It revealed a white-collared shirt and a blue tie with white dots. I wondered if he dressed this way all the time, or only when the FBI was in town. He put his cup on the roof of the car and came toward us with another man who wore a fur-lined leather jacket paired with blue jeans. It had me wondering which was more uncomfortable, frozen stiff jeans or dress pants. I was experiencing the latter. Curse winter and all that's white.
Gentlemen, I'm Mac McClellan.
The man in the parka extended his hand, first to Jack. He must have sensed his authority despite the lit cigarette. Jack took a quick inhale and blew a cloud of pollution out the side of his mouth, then shook the man's hand.
Supervisory Special Agent Jack Harper, and this is my team.
Jack left us to introduce ourselves. After shaking Paige's and Zachary's hands, McClellan's gaze settled on me, and the glint in his eye told me he thought of me as an inexperienced newbie. He gestured to the man with him.
This is Detective Ronnie Hogan. He's also with the Denver PD. We're not partners, but he's of the same mind. There's a serial killer at play here.
Hogan dipped his head in greeting but made no effort to extend a hand. His eyes were brown and hard to read. Crease lines were etched in his brow, but he also had smile lines, so there was some promise there. Not that we witnessed the expression. McClellan, on the other hand, grinned with a warmth that touched his eyes.
Glad to see you made it all right. The weather hasn't been real cooperative. How was your flight?
Jack took another drag on his cigarette.
Over now.
His retort killed the detective's smile.